This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
This is ridiculous. I don't even understand why this is even getting news or even headlines. But I guess our cats are stressed. You guys know I got dogs and I got cats. I got four cats. And my cats sit on their butts all day. Maybe they clean themselves. Maybe they get up to take a poop in my piano. We have a baby grand piano. But we're being told that when your cat purrs, that may not mean that the pet is happy. They say the soothing vibrations of a cat's purr are supposed to reassure us that they're in a good mood, that they're good, they're happy, they're calm. But now experts reveal that it's not the sign of a happy feline. Cats will also purr when they're distressed or in pain. Now, we know this. Any of us cat owners, we know that. You know, my cat, I'll pick him up, and when he doesn't want to be picked up, he'll start to purr. And I know he's ready to throw a fit. I know that. You know, remember, cats, the way they express emotions is they either do a big poo-poo in a place where you don't want them to, or they do a little baby poo-poo in their potty box. If my cats are happy, they go to their potty box. If my cats are unhappy or stressed, they do it all over the house. So I know, I don't need to listen to the purr. But apparently, we're being instructed on how to lower our cat's stress. According to a report from Pets for Homes, a cat that's purring for a reason other than pleasure will look uncomfortable. He may sit hunched up in an awkward manner. Yeah, as if sitting there cleaning themselves with their leg up in the air and showing everybody their titties is not awkward. They may also appear like they are attempting to hide or make themselves appear smaller than normal. Now, that is something that I do notice. We have a new baby kitty. Ginger Snaps. When I come up the stairs, she'll try to camouflage in the stairs because she's kind of a tabby and the stairs are brown. And so she tries to make herself look smaller, and I go, this is stupid, you're not even camouflaged, and I walk by right by her, but then she tries to ambush me. So I don't know if she's trying to play, you know, and grab my ankle, or if she was scared and she was trying to camouflage. But, you know, hard to tell. She doesn't purr yet. She's not the age where she's purring. I guess a lot of times they have to get older before they purr. But they say there is inappropriate purring. According to Pets for Homes, cats that are stressed, sick, or otherwise unhappy purr to block out outside sounds. Dr. Francine Ratner from South Urundale Veterinary Hospital said the noise can also be an appeal for help or a means to release pain-soothing endorphins. She goes, think of a purr similar to a smile. People smile when they're happy, but also may smile when they're nervous or feel threatened. That makes sense. So cats produce the sound of the purr by passing air over their vocal cords in their larynx, their voice box, causing vibration of the air upon inhalation and exhalation. So the exact sound is produced that is kind of unique to each animal. You know my shakeaboo, Shake the male? He has more of a deeper purr. I don't know if it's a growl. I don't know if it's an attack. I don't know. It's just... I guess that's a purr. I don't know. Maybe he wants to bite my face off when I sleep. I don't know. Then the other ones are really good. The female cats will sometimes purr while giving birth to a litter. That can help keep the kittens who are born blind calm. So cats will purr. And you and I know, okay, there is no way that labor, is a non-stressful event. So apparently some cats purr during, yeah, and that makes sense. It's important to note that cats purr for pleasure far more than they do for any other reason. So unless you feel your cat is unwell, there's no need to get worried about it. Yeah, I could just see myself spend a few hundred dollars at the vet dragging one of my cats in because they purr. If you have any concerns, however, they say go to the vet. So how to reduce stress in cats? I know this is at the top of our to-do list. Listen, I'm not anti-cats. I mean, you guys know I love my pets. It's just when you have four cats, they just really get on your nerves. And you really learn a lot about the cat's psyche. And you realize that they milk the system, right? And they really milk the sympathy. And that's all they do. They just milk you. That's what cats do. Right? To the point where you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to buy them any more expensive food. I'm not going to sit here and worry about their well-being. All right? They have it good. My cats have it really good. All right, so cats can be stressed by other new arrivals, such as babies. In these cases, it is best to slowly introduce the animal to smell, sound, and sight of the infant. Okay, look, if the cat's stressed, then we bring home a baby or another rescue kitten, they're going to have to get over it. All right, if my husband brings home a new girlfriend, I'm going to have to get over it. I mean, come on. They say even if you introduce a new piece of furniture into a room, it can upset the delicate constitution of the cat. Oh, boy, Lord have mercy. Oh, my gosh, we're going to upset the delicate constitution of a cat. It's true. If you guys really want to tick off your cat, move the coffee table. I mean, they go ape crazy. They don't know what to do. The big cat calls all the other cats for a committee meeting. They all come downstairs, and they just stare at, oh, my gosh, what has happened? And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, people say, oh, you don't take cats in the car, don't travel with them. I do. I can take two of my cats to travel with them, and they're fine. You got to train them like a dog sometimes. But I understand some cats don't want to travel. One of my cats, he sticks his head out the window. But it's different strokes for different folks, right? Experts also recommend keeping a kitten litter tray, resting area, and food bowl separate from each other, as the animals prefer them to be separate. Now, it's true, because when my cat goes in the poopoo box, they'll sit there and play with the gravel. And when they, you know, kind of try to bury their poop, they throw their gravel all into the food and the water. So you don't want to do that. So you want to separate it. The problem is my cats ask for condo-style, you know, separation, where we have levels to the house. We basically have two levels. But they really want, like, a tri-level floor plan for the, and I'm like, the hell with that? That's not happening. So for those of you guys who want to read more, go to scientists from the Autonomous University of Barcelona writing in the Journal of Feline Medicine and Surgery. Lord have mercy. All right, speaking of prima donnas, let's talk about what's going on in Congress and the GOP bill. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals
Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're probably not going to get a vote in the House today on the GOP health care plan. It looks like they're trying to push for a vote today. It just doesn't look like it's going to happen, because I don't think everybody agrees, and I don't think they have enough votes. And this is going to probably be the biggest test ever right now, and the latest test of Trump's Obamacare overhaul plan. And I hate to call it that, because it really isn't an overhaul plan. I don't even think Trump or any specific Republican is that excited about it as well. Not because it was a bad bill, but because that's not what they really wanted in their hearts. All right. You know, when we saw what happened with the Affordable Care Act and all the changes that occurred with it and the unsustaining changes, you know, we were like, yeah, let's repeal it, let's repeal it, let's repeal it. Well, I guess our politicians realized, whoa, that's not as easy to do. Yeah, we could repeal, we could replace, but it was designed such that if we even go near the Affordable Care Act to make changes, it's like cutting the wrong wire and the bomb explodes. And so now everybody has to tiptoe around the Affordable Care Act bill and try to either, you know, make a lifeboat next to a sinking ship, or, you know, I don't know what analogy you want to use. And I think if you really, really asked anybody who kind of helped put this together, you know, is this exactly what they envisioned? And they were like, well, no, this is the best we could do because this thing is going to, you know, topple the whole healthcare system if we try to pull the tablecloth out from under it. So, according to the Washington Post, late Wednesday, the White House and House leaders were still scrambling to boost support. On Thursday morning, House leaders postponed a 9 a.m. meeting of the entire GOP conference, signaling that negotiations were, looks like, still underway. As of late Thursday morning, 36 House Republicans, mainly conservatives, had announced their opposition to the bill, the American Health Care Act. From what I understand, the GOP could only have 20 conservatives oppose the bill. After insisting for weeks that the changes sought by hard-right members would render the bill unable to pass by the Senate, White House officials and GOP House leaders look like they shifted their thinking, according to the Washington Post, and opponents agreed to keep working on a deal with the goal of holding a floor vote in the House by Thursday night. Yeah, you don't want to have them vote on it, and then they voted down, and then everybody has to start from scratch. So what they're going to do is they're going to keep working on it and kneading it like dough until they are confident that they're going to have enough votes. The problem is this is the House. This is the GOP-controlled House. If getting it to pass through the House is this difficult, how the heck are they going to win the Senate? Republican or Representative Mark Meadows, a Republican from North Carolina, chairman of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, said he has taken personal calls Wednesday from Trump seeking a resolution, although he said no formal offer had been extended by the White House. We are working very diligently tonight to try and get there. He said the president has been profoundly engaged. I think things are going in a very good direction. That's according to Representative Trent Franks, Republican from Arizona. Now, Trump is scheduled to meet, I believe he already has met, with the Freedom Caucus members at the White House, and then will host a listening session on health care with truckers there Thursday afternoon. Oh, good. We love our truckers. Absolutely. Thursday marks the 7th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act. So it's been 7 years since 2010 when everybody's like, oh my gosh, you know, look at Donald Trump, look at the speed at which he's trying to change things. Well, this was the exact time of year when, you know, Obama signed this into law. So Republican leaders are eager to mark it with a historic vote, demonstrating its evisceration has begun. So that was as of, I guess, today. I don't know if it's going to happen. That's why there's such a big deal about it happening today. So, what do they need to do? Where do they need to go? All right. Well, if it doesn't pass, what happens? Now, the New York Times wrote an article on if this doesn't pass, what are the options? All right. And from what we understand, the Republicans were working on this all night. So, let me see here. They said that, and this is an article written in the New York Daily News, so this is obviously an op piece. So, you know, what they may have to do is, you know, Trump may have to go back and try to please the higher conservatives. He would have to convince the conservative bloc, you know, to vote, you know, to and just kind of double down on it. Or, obviously, the opposite, he's going to have to, shall we say, you know, lighten and become more moderate with what he wants to do with healthcare. I disagree with both of those. Okay? Personally, what I think needs to happen is the Republicans need to say, fine, if you guys want to keep Obamacare, keep it. Fine, keep it. Or if you don't want what we're planning, fine. We're going to instead take the money and start building health clinics throughout the country. And I know some of you guys are like, Dahlia, you keep bringing that up. I keep bringing it up because I think that's a good idea. Okay? This is so stupid. You know how many people for years are sitting there wondering if they're going to keep their card in their wallet, their insurance card, and if anybody's going to take their card, or if they're going to lose their job, and then the card becomes null and void? People don't want a card. They want to walk into a clinic and get health care. That's what they want. And so, you know, I would say do that. Now, yes, that's easier said than done. I'm not a politician. And the reason why I'm not a politician is I don't think I would last. All right, I want to get something done. I want to do it. I want it to go through. And I understand where Trump's coming from. I get that. He's like, look, it's a bad bill. Let's get rid of the bill and start something new. The problem is you can't. You have all this brainwashing going on by the other side, saying all these people are going to lose their health insurance and die when they don't, you know, bring up the fact that they're losing their health insurance anyway. You know, Medicaid expansion was not permanent. Okay, you know, you lose your job and you need the Medicaid, safety net. Then, you know, once you get a job back again, you're not supposed to be on Medicaid anymore. I mean, we are not supposed to be having the same amount of uninsured from all those job losses now in 2017 than we did back in 2009. So if we still have the exact same number of people on Medicaid in the dearth of the deepest point of our economy, and they are still on Medicaid 8 years later, what's wrong? What's going on here? What are we doing wrong? All right, so that money is not sustainable. I mean, we had to insure 30 million Americans right away. Did the exchanges get some credit for that? Yeah, the ones that threw millions and millions of dollars of subsidies, yeah. But those that didn't get any subsidies, no. So people weren't being able, as of now, all this mumble jumble about that the Congressional Budget Office said, oh, there's going to be, you know, millions of people less insured under the Trump bill. How many people are insured now? How many people really feel like they have insurance they could use? When I had $12,000 deductible, paying $1,200 a month, I wouldn't call that insurance. I just didn't go to the doctor. I had a $1,200 a month card in my wallet. That's all I had. Yes, God forbid something went wrong. You know, I could use the insurance, and then after I spend $12,000 of my own money that I don't have, maybe their insurance would kick in. But that's not insurance, people. So when they say, oh, we're going to have all these millions of people uninsured, look, Medicaid has to regress. There's not, you can't keep the expansion forever. Okay, that was a lot of money that had to go out and that the states had to spend. And then you know, people have to be able to use the insurance. There can't be a crappy insurance that has a high deductible. So people weren't buying the insurance, or if they did have the insurance, they weren't using it. The deductibles were too high. So to me, that doesn't mean we had people getting health care. We need to switch it around and say, how many people are getting health care? How many of my Medicaid listeners said, look, I called the doctor's office and they want to get me in for 3-4 weeks? Does that mean you have health care? No, it doesn't. So saying uninsured versus those having health care, we really need to change the rhetoric. And we need to say, look, okay, people were losing anyway. So if they can't get this to pass, right, and I apologize, I'm having a computer issue, so I can't read what happened with the New York Times. I apologize about this. If they can't get this to pass because, you know, the Republicans can only afford to lose 20 votes in the House, then, maybe just take a step back. And I hate to say this because I don't want to see, you know, people have to suffer in the slow demise of Obamacare. But then take the money and use it to start building clinics. Right? Start making areas where people could walk. It doesn't even have to be a free clinic. It could be $5 a person. You spend $5 and you go in and you get seen by a provider, and you know you could spend another $5 and get some medication. 1-877-DOCSALLY, 1-877-DOCSALLY.
Away, You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, they say a daily glass of beer and wine may actually do a heart good. What was the song? I think a change could do you good. All right, so it looks like wine and beer could do you good. They say having a drink each day could help protect a person's heart against disease. And some of you guys are like, Dahlia, man, I've already had a drink. I had a drink for breakfast. I'm good. But they say be careful because it's one of those things like Goldilocks, right? It has to be just right. All right, you can't be drinking too much. You can't be drinking too, I guess, too little. All right, and I hate to tell people to drink, but they say a glass of beer or wine can help. Researchers looked at 1.9 million healthy British adults and find that having the occasional drink was tied to reductions in the risk of heart attack, sudden heart death, and heart failure and stroke compared to non-drinkers. In this study, moderate drinking was defined as 7 pints of regular beer or 1.5 bottles of wine in 1 week. They say drinking more than that increased the risk of many heart health problems, obviously, which could include sudden heart death, heart failure, cardiac arrest, and stroke. So, heavy drinking is bad, but a little bit of drink, a little baby bit of drink, may be good. This is being reported by drugs.com. Personally, I would love to recommend that people drink alcohol. I think my show would be a lot more entertaining if people did. But sometimes we got to think of other things that could happen, especially like alcohol and diabetes. We got Mike on the line calling from Las Vegas. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Mike, thank you for being on. Mike actually has a story to share with you guys. Mike, tell us what you went through. You have something to tell us about. I don't want to tell everybody what happened, so I'm going to kind of let you ease into it. Go ahead.
This was one of those things that, one of those moments in life that you don't realize is happening until it actually happens, and then in some cases, it almost feels like it's too late. But my story goes back about 2 years ago. I wasn't feeling right. I wasn't feeling like myself. And, you know, you can tell when your body's trying to tell you something, but I didn't know what it was trying to tell me. And one of the things I had noticed was that I was getting very moody. I was very short with people. I was going to the bathroom a lot, and it just didn't make any sense to me. And I finally said, all right, time to go see the doctor, which admittedly I'm not good at doing.
I go to the doctor.
So I go to my doctor, and it was actually a new doctor I had been met with, and I said, you know, I just don't feel right. And the first thing he said was, let's check your blood sugar. I said, oh, okay. I don't even know what that does, but okay, fine. So he checks my blood sugar, and the look on his face was like he had just watched an accident.
Oh, boy.
And you know that look, and you're like,
yeah.
What? You know, tell me what's on your mind. And he looks at me and he says, Michael, your blood sugar is 542. I don't know how you're walking around.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have diabetes? I didn't even know
what that meant.
Now, Mike, okay, I know this hit you out of the blue. Were your parents diabetic? Were any of your family members diabetic?
No. No one in my family is diabetic. There's no history of diabetes. This was something that I did myself after years of just eating. I mean, I've got Italian in my family. I've got German in my family, so we eat good. And, you know, I was always the one who would pick the sweets before even the entree came out. I know what I want for dessert. And when I was a little kid, we used to have a junk drawer. It was actually called the junk drawer in the kitchen, full of just sweets and sugars and stuff. And, all these years of not eating healthy caught up to me finally. And I was in very dangerous blood sugar levels and had no idea that I was already a type 2 diabetic and have no idea how long I had been.
Man. You know, for those of you guys joining us, Mike, I've actually known, Mike had told me his story on Facebook. I know Mike. Mike, can I give your last name?
Of course.
Yeah, okay, this is Mike McKenzie. I actually used to work with him at KDWN, and when he told me what happened, where this was, an out-of-the-blue, and the way he told his story, he actually shared his story online, and I thought this was something that you all needed to hear, and he's a good friend of mine, and he's a good guy, and so I'm honored that you were able to come on and share this with us, but, you blame yourself. What was it that you did that was so bad that... I mean, that we don't already do on a daily basis.
I think, quite honestly, the quick answer to that question is I just wasn't eating healthy. But the worst answer to that question is not paying attention to what's going on. And the thing that's scary about diabetes is if you break your arm, you know you broke your arm. If you have an upset stomach or a headache, you know it. If you have type 2 diabetes, you may not know.
Right.
And the problem with that is if you're not paying attention to the way you eat and the way you exercise and take care of yourself, it will sneak up on you and it can be deadly instantly. And the problem, like I said, is that you don't know it's there. And when you just start to not feel right, you need to pay attention to that. And that was what got my attention again, literally just a few weeks ago, because I didn't pay attention to what my body was telling me over the last 2 years, and it caught up to me again. And this time, it hit me very hard.
But Mike, this
knocked me out for a couple weeks.
This is what scares me. It's not like you were walking around with cotton candy. You weren't an alcoholic. You didn't drink. I mean, what was your diet that was quote unquote so bad that probably, you know, you didn't think it was so bad, but obviously it was bad enough to make you diabetic. What would be your typical diet?
The worst part for me was pastas and breads.
Yeah.
You want to make a sandwich. You think, oh, I'll have a sandwich. It'll be healthy. I'll put some turkey in there, some lettuce, some tomato, and put it between two big slices of bread. And it's those two big slices of bread that cause the problem. And when you don't think about, oh, I'm going to have some spaghetti for dinner. Yeah, it's a healthy sauce. It's meatless. It's vegetarian sauce. And you put it on top of all these noodles. Guess what? That's where the problem starts. So, yeah, no, it's not like I'm eating candy bars all day every day and drinking tons of soda. Although, admittedly, when I was younger, I used to love soda. That was my go-to drink.
Yeah.
You know, but the problem is those are the foods, any of the pastas, any of the breads, any of the starches, you know, potatoes, french fries. You know, you want to go get a burger. You think, I'm eating healthy. It's a veggie burger. What's it on?
Yeah.
And that's where it really got me, was all those, you know, sneaky little starches and
so what are you doing now?
What's
now your typical lunch or dinner?
Now my typical lunch and dinner is completely different, and for the first time in my life, it feels good eating it. But in the morning, I'll have some sort of an all-natural cereal, you know, oats or oatmeal. I hate oatmeal. I can't stand it, but now it's kind of one of those things that, well, if you need to eat something healthy, that's what you're going to do. Lunches are salads. Dinners are, I've found through the American Diabetes Association website, they've got some great recipes for dinners, and you can still eat good foods, chickens and stir fries and veggies, and those are the kind of things I'm eating now, smaller portions. I have lost close to 15 pounds over the last about month and a half or so. So losing weight also really helps.
Right.
So, but it's,
what are your
it's
sugars
just,
now?
I just want to warn people, you know.
Yeah, no.
My blood sugar this morning was 190.
Oh, good, good. Just 90 more points to go on that one. Did you have to go on insulin?
Yes. I did not, and I'm very lucky, and not many people are as lucky, because insulin is one of those things that once you're on insulin, it's almost impossible to get off of it. And the doctor even said to me, he said, your body is still producing enough insulin to take care of certain foods. You just got to give it the right foods, and you'll be able to, and I hate to use the word reverse it, because you can never really completely reverse diabetes, but you can get it very under control. And I'm finally feeling that that's the direction I'm finally going in. So, no, I'm not on insulin, and I don't plan to be.
And Mike, how old are you?
I'm 41. I'll be 42 in August.
Oh, I had no idea. You look like you're 25. See, that's the other thing, too. I mean, I look like, oh, my God. See, you look like you're in your 20s. You got great skin. You got whatever. But this is when diabetes creeps up. You know, you know, in your late 30s, that's probably when the pancreas started to get. And the funny thing is it wasn't that you were feeling dizzy. You just weren't feeling right, and you were getting grumpy. That blows my mind. Mike McKenzie, thank you for joining us today and telling us your story. I think it helped a lot of people. I appreciate
it. Absolutely.
All right, you take care. Keep us posted.
One last thing, everyone pay attention.
Yeah, big time. Thank you, Mike, for coming on. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I like how Mike, you know, kind of brought up and stressed the fact that you don't know and then it sneaks up on you. I can't tell you how many times medical problems do that. That's just what happens, right? My father having heart disease, that snuck up on him. Unfortunately, by the time he figured it out, he was dead. He didn't know. You know, I was always skinny. I don't want to say skinny. I was curvy, but never had a weight issue. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, am I pregnant? Is it my thyroid? What happened? I gained like 30 pounds in a year. I'm like, where did this come from? Again, these things sneak up. And when they sneak up, it doesn't mean that they sneak up slowly. Now, you know, in Mike's case, I don't know if this is a typical type 2 diabetes. He sure became diabetic quickly. And you know how we talked about how I think there's a third type of diabetes where even though it's the type 2 diabetes where it's non-insulin dependent and it's more older adult onset, but it just sometimes these diabetes, they just come on very fast. And so the doctor was a good doctor. You know, you don't feel right. You feel tired. You're grumpy. You know how many of you guys are grumpy? I know many of you guys are grumpy. Okay, we all start to get grumpy. Our serotonin drops. You know, we get achy. We get older. You know, but mood changes. Very big when it comes to diabetes. And we've talked about why you want to get up to go to the bathroom. Okay, because, you know, with all this sugar, your kidneys are trying to dump the sugar out. And you're trying to take in more fluid to neutralize all the sugar. A lot of times you can't do it. So you end up noticing you're urinating more and you're getting more thirsty. So those are definite symptoms. So, anytime you don't feel right, rather than going in and saying, look, I just need a Z-Pack, it must be a cold, or, you know what, maybe it's anxiety and I just need some Xanax, let the doctor do some blood tests. Now, I got this email a few days back. Trevor from Lincoln, I'm guessing Lincoln, Nebraska, says, my doctor won't see me because I haven't paid my bill with him. It's high. It's over $600. I'm scared, though, because my sugar is high, and he had blood tests done last visit, and I don't know what happened. I can't see anyone else because they want $200 up front. Okay, so here we have somebody who, Trevor, this is what I would recommend with you. And, you know, he talked about his symptoms, et cetera, and he was talking about how he was also feeling fatigued. He was always tired, even though he got a good night's sleep. Everybody presents with their diabetes differently. But now we're going to talk about doctor bills. Okay, he's got a $600 doctor bill. I don't know if that's over multiple visits. I don't know if it was from a one-time visit, but he's scared because his sugar was high, and he had blood tests done last visit, and he doesn't know what happened. The doctor cannot withhold your blood test results. So even if he won't see you anymore, my guess is you might have been a patient for a while. See, most of us doctors, we let it go on for months, you not paying your bill. And then all of a sudden we go, all right, no more. Unless these doctors work for these bigger corporations where they have a much more organized system where they're like, you're 30 days past due, now you're getting late fees, here you go. You're 60 days past due, you're 90 days past due, you're discharged. So, you know, sometimes these big companies, they, you know, this happens without the medical provider even knowing. It happens in a, you know, satellite office across the country where they handle the billing and they handle the, you know, the discharges, et cetera. But, you know, it's, you know, I'm not exactly sure what's going on with this particular situation. But if you want to know what your blood tests look like and you can't afford to see the doctor, many of these labs have online patient portals where you're able to get your labs online. Or you could ask your doctor's office and say, look, you know, I'd like a copy of my records. You may have to pay, you know, for a copy of your records, but say, look, I just need the last two pages of my labs. That's all I need, but I would need to see my labs. But what I would do is I would actually, you know, try to talk to the office manager and say, look, what should we do? You know, $600 is a lot of money. I know the doctor and you guys deserve to get paid. Always start with that. Okay, whenever you're discussing a bill, and we've talked about this on the show before, whenever you have a high bill and you have not gotten, you know, if you have not made an effort to pay, All right. Rather than just giving the doctor's office the middle finger, because they have a right to get paid, you know, tell them, look, you have a right to get paid. You deserve to get paid. Here's the problem. I don't have $600. Okay. I want to make payments. Hopefully you do. Can I at least put this $25 down or $50 down? All right. But I do want to see the medical provider. Now, some medical offices can say, the problem is we can't go further into debt. That was a problem I made. I would see patients who were on very, very minimal payment plans, and they would come in multiple times that month. And I'm like, I'm going to see them because they have a medical issue, whether it's their diabetes, I want to get them in control, their blood pressure, you know, to me, that's satisfying if I could get them in control. But the bill just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then, you know, it's frustrating, you know, and that's why you don't have a lot of doctors that have their own medical practice anymore, because they don't want to deal with the money. They don't want to, you know, have to take another mortgage on their house to keep the company going. You know, whereas you have a big business, you know, you'll either be hired and you'll get a straight salary, or you get paid on the patients you see. There's a variety of different payment structures. And many of us doctors, we're so used to seeing people for free that it doesn't faze us. But after a while, you need to pay your staff, right? Payroll is every 2 weeks. You need money coming in. So what I would do is I would make an offer of some sort of payment plan. Right? Try to get a copy of your lab so you can see what's going on. Right? But, you know, skipping on the bill and then starting up with a new doctor, if these other doctors are a couple $100 up front, you're going to start racking up a big bill there too. So the other thing that you need to do is you have diabetes and your blood sugar is high, so it sounds like you're checking your sugars at home. You're going to have to start seeing a medical provider, and how often? Now, this is what I tell everybody. In the good old days before Obamacare and when insurance was better, I would say, all right, I just diagnosed you with diabetes. I need to see you back in a week. Your blood sugars are 300-400. I'm starting you on these medications. I want to see you back in a week and see if your sugars are down. Then, if their sugars are coming down nicely in a week, I'll let them go to every 2 weeks, or I'll see them back in 2 weeks. If at 2 weeks we got that 300-400 number down to 190, all right, I can now see you in a month. I want your blood sugar under 100, but 190, at least, I don't have to worry about you going into a diabetic ketoacidosis or a diabetic coma. Great. Come back in a month. If in a month you're down to 140, okay, then what I'll probably do, I probably want to see you in a month or two, but if your blood sugar is close to 100, I'll have you come back then in 3 months. So you see how we do it? We do it in a week of new diagnosis, then 2 weeks, then we go to a month. If you're good, then we go to 3 months. And then if you're really in good shape, see every 3 to 6 months. Usually with my diabetics, though, I'm kind of on top of them, so more for the 3 month mark. But that's, so, you know, here you are, you're a diabetic that's not in control, you have high blood sugar. You're going to have to find a place that will see you multiple times. And if you really like this current doctor, you need to sit down and figure out how to make it work. Now, many doctors do have pull when it comes to, seeing patients and talking to the billing department, but some don't. And you know, some corporations don't want the doctors involved because the doctors will be like, oh, I'll still see you for free. I don't care. The corporation's like, no. Right? We can't go under. You know, we can't be having you see people for free. You know, everybody wants to be seen for free. So, but it doesn't hurt to talk to your doctor and say, look, I'm not being non-compliant. I want my diabetes in control. I don't want to die of a heart attack. I don't want to die of kidney complications. I don't want to go blind. I really want to take care of this. But I don't have $600. Right? You know, my car's, you know, broken. My job only pays me this. What do you suggest I do? Now, there are some clinics that will see people on a sliding scale. Those are great clinics. There's not enough of them, which is why I hope the GOP starts to build them. But 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Rebel.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.